We in this bitch. We in this bitch, man. Your lights on, cameras on, real nigga in this bitch. Hey, look, I'm not gonna hold you, man. I know why you here. You know how the fuck I'm here. It's episode 196, man. We on the grind 200. This shit ain't stopping for a motherfucking me. So, what you thought was gonna stop or something?
Wow.
You lost faith in me.
Wow.
You lost faith in me.
Wow.
That's what you thought. You said, oh, Hatch working two jobs. Hatch on the grind. Hatch ain't really worried about his pee. That's
wow.
What you thought about me. That's what you thought about me. Come on, Mac. What motherfucker me playing with, man? Let's go and get right into it.
Welcome to Raw is OG.
Hatch, man, you know the fuck that nigga playing with me, man.
Hey, look, man, it's episode 196. If you don't know what to do by now, get the fuck on. I don't even got shit to say to you, man. I ain't even taking no new viewership in this episode. If you don't know what the fuck to do at this moment in time, get the fuck on. Fellas, drop your shoulders. Ladies, shake that motherfucking ass. DJ, hit me! Welcome back to another motherfucking episode of The Thin Line Between Genius and Insanity, hosted by yours truly. OG, no, spin that fucking block right now. That's a command. That's an order. Spin that motherfucking block right now, man, for them hazy ass niggas in the back and them big booty bad bitches in the front. Oh my Jesus Christ. Let them know your boys always been.
For the bitches, nigga.
I've always been the flyest, highest, coolest, smoothest host of them all. OG! Hash me, who the fuck it is, man. What's up with you? Hope you're out there looking good, feeling good, staying safe. It's a whole lot of shit going on in them trench, man. Takes you each and every episode. I want to shout out to everybody around the world that's tapped and joined the conversation, man. I truly, truly, truly appreciate all love and support, man. Let's keep this empire brick by motherfucking me. Break. Tell a friend that OG Hash got a podcast and that shit's rocking. That shit's the shit, buddy. Tell them that shit's good, man. Rate, review the podcast wherever you tapped in, man. You're all DSPs. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, et cetera, man. Wherever you find your podcast, that we in that bitch gyrating, man. Go ahead and tap in, join the conversation. If you're watching this on YouTube, OG Hash TV, you already know how to give it up, man. Do what the YouTubers do, man. Leave a comment. You know, subscribe to the channel. Ring that bell. You know what I'm saying? Do all that good shit for your boy, man. Let's get this shit going, man. Tap in, get your merch, man. I'm still doing that type of thing as well. I want to shout out to everybody that tapped into episode 195, man. I truly appreciate all the good feedback. You know, there was a lot of people who hit me directly telling us how that was one of their favorite episodes, how I'm ending out the year with a bang and shit like that. It's crazy that 2023 is truly over. Like, damn, I ain't even been, bro, all these days is the same. You know what I'm saying? It's all these days the same to me, bro. Like, I be so lost and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd just be in the moment. Like, my alarm just is telling me when to get up and start getting to work and shit like that. But 2023 straight over. But this is the first episode of 2020 motherfucking me for.
Wow.
Jesus fucking Christ. I was born in 1995.
Wow.
What the fuck is going on? This shit is crazy, man. But damn, first episode of 2024, man. Once again, I want to shout out to everybody that's tapped in joining the conversation, man. I really fuck with all this shit, man. This is a great moment in time in my life just because, you know, when you're younger, you know, you want to stay young type shit. I was one of those kids who my childhood really wasn't, you know what I'm saying, as fun as a lot of niggas' childhoods. Like, I wasn't one of those kids who went on all the family trips and shit. Like, my family was the ones who always stayed back. You know what I'm saying? Now I understand it now that I got older. You know what I'm saying? What the living situation really was. You know, as a kid, you think you good. Nigga, you ain't really tripping off. Nigga, you living in a two-bedroom apartment. Nigga, you've been living in a two-bedroom apartment for a long time. That's not me trying to sit and say, like, nigga, we was broke or nothing. Like, I didn't feel like I was broke. I truly never felt like I was broke. My mama always made sure shit was handled. So I never truly felt like motherfuckers was broke. But when you get older and you start handling shit yourself, and you start having to rob Peter, pay Paul, and get shit done, you start to go back and marvel at, damn, how did my mom Trey pull that shit off? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
How did my OG really get shit shaking like that? Like, you start to marvel at that. You marvel at somebody that you know that had to start off younger than you did. Like, my mama had me young, but my mama had me at, like, 19. My mama had me at 19, bro. I'm 28 years old, and I don't have no kids. I can't even fathom what I would have did if I had a kid at fucking 19 years old. So it's like when I sit back and I marvel at that shit. So it's like, as you get older, bro, you start to appreciate, you know what I'm saying, time. You know what I'm saying? You start to appreciate all that shit. Because when you're younger, you don't want to get older. You just don't. Like, you want to stay at a certain age. You want to stay looking a certain way. All that shit changed real motherfucking fast. And you got to learn to appreciate, you know what I'm saying, getting older. And that's when I've learned to motherfucking me do, man. I truly motherfucking have, man. I truly don't know if any of that shit made sense because I'm high as fuck.
Wow.
I'm high as fuck, so let's go ahead and get right into the motherfucking me docket, man. You know, man, there's an agenda. Well, many people believe there's an agenda to, you know what I'm saying, to push the gay agenda, the LGBTQIA plus community shit. You know, Boosie just had a whole nother month for me to wait for, like, every month for me, a couple of days. Boosie saying something, and he getting attacked by that part of the month for me community. People feel that there's an agenda. And there's also people that feel like there's not only an agenda to push that shit, but when it comes to celebrities and social circles and things of that nature, there's a thing called an Illuminati. And you may be sitting there saying, Hatch, why are you talking about these two things? You never talked about this shit before. I never have, because I truly don't really believe in the latter. I don't believe in the Illuminati. I got to be honest with you. I just don't. I don't believe it. I never truly hear niggas talking about the Illuminati until they're talking about successful black people. I just can't roll with that. It's like, damn, like, nigga just can't work hard. Like, nigga just can't be talented no more, huh? Like, niggas just can't be well-liked no more. Niggas can't just be plugged the fuck in. We all know a motherfucker that just plugged. They just seem plugged the fuck in. So you mean your local plug the fuck in niggas are part of the lower tier of the Illuminati, bitches? That was
wow.
To tell me? I don't believe in that shit. Because I choose to give credit and give the stamp of approval of legitimacy to a motherfucker's grind and love of their craft. I choose to believe that than choose to be a hating ass crap in the barrel motherfucker. That's just how I chose to live my life, bro. I'm sorry. Real shit. But the reason why I bring that shit up is because you always hear about these things being tied into hip hop, being tied to the African American culture, being tied to the men in our culture. The African American man has been desensitized, the feel of the alpha male ego and African American man has been stripped. I feel like every man in every barbershop has had the same conversation over and over again about how the image of the African American man is feminine, soft, gay. You know what I'm saying? Not a leader in his household. Don't raise his kids. It ain't really nothing good. We just had a motherfucking me black person. They steal shit on us.
Wow.
I mean, the imagery of the most prestigious African American men in our country in recent history have been married, faithful men. Now, look,
wow.
I know the letter just came out about they allegedly saying Barack Obama was on some gay shit back in college. Look, I ain't trying to hear that shit. He been married to Michelle Obama for years. Now, let's get it straight. I love Michelle Obama. She's from O Block. Can't take that from her. But Michelle Obama ain't the best looking motherfucker. Like, it took me some years to truly appreciate what she brought to the table.
Wow.
As a youth, I couldn't get over that face. As I got older, I started to appreciate, like, you know what? I see what he saw. I mean, maybe she just got his heart type shit. That's when I start believing that love who you love shit. Before I believed in that love who you love shit, I thought Michelle Obama was an ugly motherfucker. So you got to give Obama some credit for this shit now. I ain't finna just let you throw that gay dart at Barack. I ain't gonna let you do that. You niggas been shitting on him since the get-go. It ain't happening. It ain't fucking happening. But Recently, you had Kid Cudi, who's on Twitter, and somebody posted the clip of when he performed on that, I don't even know what late night show that was, and he had that dress on. Remember that shit a couple years ago when he was up there with the fucking spaghetti strap dress on, and he was up there performing and shit looking like a goddamn fool? Looking like a goddamn fool. And the tweet is by some guy named Isaac. So his name was Isaac Army on Twitter, Return of Cappy. He posted the video and he put, Kid Cudi participated in an Illuminati illumination ritual. Is the fame and fortune worth it? Hashtag we want answers. Now, shit like this on Twitter always happens. Shit like the people always making comments, making their own little shit. I say my own little shit on motherfucking me social media. On Twitter especially. It's wild that we all refer to that shit as Twitter. I think that was probably the dumbest fucking name change ever. That this nigga changed to X and we all refer to Twitter. That's kind of like the Staples Center changing this shit to fucking cryptocurrency. Like, who the fuck? Like, don't even get me started on that shit, bro. But anyway, Kid Cudi actually responded to what Isaac wrote. And I want to read this shit because in my mind, I'm sitting here like, damn, did Kid Cudi just admit to being gay?
Wow.
Let me read you this nigga's response, B. Kid Cudi says, "Dear Isaac, you silly, stupid little person, all the people under this post, it's the start of a new year and I got time for motherfuckers like you today. This post is mad fucking lame of you and sad. A black man can't express himself and be confident and successful without it being some conspiracy." Let me stop.
Wow.
I'm a black man. I am so sick and fucking tired of all you niggas who get a little bit of paper, who start doing all this weird gay shit. And when niggas call y'all out about doing some weird gay shit, y'all niggas always talking about some, it's wild that a black man can't be successful and confident and express himself. Why the fuck is wearing a dress you expressing yourself, buddy, as a man?
Wow.
Like, I gotta be real with you. As a grown ass man, there's nothing about expressing myself in dresses that mix. I get it, nigga. If you walking around with your motherfucking shirt off, nigga, showing off your fucking, you know what I'm saying, your gains in the gym or some shit. I get, nigga, if you got long hair, nigga, you got your shit in certain ponytails or, you know, your shit wrapped a certain way. You got your turban on or some shit. You got on some type of gear. Why the fuck does your expression, what do you have on the inside you trying to get out that you decided to wear a motherfucking me dress, my nigga? I'm so sick and tired of you niggas doing all this feminine gay shit. And when niggas say you doing some feminine gay shit, you want to tie it to your success. Like all you weird niggas coloring your painting your motherfucking nails. Come on, what are we doing?
Wow.
You niggas is painting y'all nails on some gay shit like Lil Yachty, Playboy Cardi, NBA Youngboy, Drake. What the fuck you niggas painting your nails for? I ain't never been against a motherfucker going to get a manicure, pedicure. I ain't never been against that. Have I ever done it? No. Personally, my nails and shit look all right. If motherfuckers ever seen my fingernails and my feet, like, my shit look all right. I take pride in my shit. And I don't even think I do too much. I think I do the bare minimum. I'm a fingernail-eating motherfucker. But these niggas acting like paying their motherfucking me nails ain't some gay shit. That's some gay shit, some feminine shit at least. Now, granted, I told you, I'm a hypocrite. I love Prince. A motherfucker can't call Prince gay in front of me and not expect the argument.
Wow.
Real shit. I'm sorry. It's who I am. I love Prince. Yes, I understand. He had his ass out. I get it. Hey, look. From what I know, from what my family has always raised me to know, Prince was fucking them bitches. That's all I need to know. All I need to know is that his penis was being inserted in vagina. That's all I need to know. The bitches loved it. Now, was Prince feminine? Was Prince, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I give you that. But Prince wasn't gay. Prince owned everything he did. Prince owned his style. Prince owned his swag. These niggas out here, they pump faking this shit. They doing it, but they ain't really telling you why they doing it because they don't really know why they doing it. They doing it because the next nigga doing it. They doing it because the nigga that's next to them doing it is popping. They trying to motherfucking gain that motherfucking audience of the LGBTQIA+ community. And that can, if that's what you're doing, then you just say that's what you're doing. Say you trying to branch out. Ain't nothing wrong with saying you trying to motherfucking branch out. But why as a fucking black man do you feel the need to express yourself by wearing a dress. What the fuck was the message, buddy?
Wow.
Because it ain't clear and concise to us. We don't know what the fuck you saying. We thought you was coming out. Because that's what you niggas tend to do. You get around these white folks and all of a sudden y'all start to get a little, you know what I mean? Your knees and shit start rocking different ways and shit. And I don't know what the fuck is up with that. A lot of you niggas start to lose yourself when y'all get around a little bit of money. When y'all get around a little bit of these white folks. We still don't know why the fuck Lil Baby is with that billionaire nigga. I understand why Meek Mill is there because the dude kind of helped Meek Mill get out of jail. Why is Lil Baby there? And why the fuck is these niggas not helping y'all careers, but every time we see y'all with them, y'all on y'all fucking, you bunny hopping. You tying niggas shoes. You crawling on this fucking bathroom floors. You getting fucking double stuffed Oreo hug by two niggas from the front and the back. Why do we see y'all in these imageries? What the fuck is you niggas expressing? But I want to continue reading what this nigga said. He says, my success was given to me by God with the help of many angels. All you people in the comments that have been tweeting me all day about this shit can gargle on my mayo. Gargle on my mayo. What type of nigga are you? What type of nigga? You thought that was cool? What? Look at this nigga profile picture. Come on, man. This nigga.
Wow.
Because a nigga, I want everybody to go on Twitter, right? Go on Kid Cudi's. What's Kid Cudi at name? At Kid Cudi. Go on Kid Cudi's Twitter page and look at this nigga's fucking profile picture and realize that this nigga just told the world to gargle on his mayo.
Wow.
Look at his profile picture. Remember what we talking about. We remember about this nigga wearing a dress. Nigga, you a rapper. Why are you wearing a fucking crop top tank top that's pulled up with fucking oil on your fucking abs and you glazing at the motherfucking me camera like that?
Wow.
You're a rapper, my nigga. What are you expressing? What? What about this don't say, yo, nigga, I kind of like penis?
Wow.
What about this picture don't say that, Kid Cudi? Are you serious? That's why I be having a problem with niggas. It's like, yo, fam, you a rapper, dog. You a right damn, man. I toss and turn. What are you tossing and turning from? What are you tossing and turning from, Kid Cudi? Huh? What do you mean by that, man? Honestly, what the fuck did you mean by that? What are you talking about? You a rapper, dog. And I'm not saying you can't be on some shit, but why is your torso shining? Why am I seeing your torso as a rapper?
Let me be real.
Why am I seeing this nigga's torso as a rapper? Let's get back to the tweet, man. Come on, man. This nigga's a fucking joke. This nigga told the world to gargle his mayo. I've never even heard that. I've never heard that reference. What? Okay, let's get going. He says, this moment was a proud moment for me. Why? Let's continue. A shining moment for all people who express themselves in their art.
Wow.
I felt free and alive. It inspired people, and nothing you stupid, simple asses say can take that away from me. Happy New Year, you fucking simps. With the exclamation points, the praying hands, and the fucking kissing emoji.
Wow.
I'm going to keep it a bean with you, my boy. I'm going to move on. It's Kid Cudi. I don't even fuck with your music like that, buddy. I ain't even trying to show your talent. You know what I'm saying? You apparently have a cult-like fan base. I'm going to keep it a bean with you, my nigga. What if I won when I felt free? You know, I remember when I used to have this Ray Allen jersey, right? And one day, nigga, I wore the jersey outside. You know what I'm saying? We went to go play ball. And that day, nigga, I was just like on some Jesus Shuttlesworth shit. I'm hitting shit. Going crazy. I felt free and alive. You know what I mean? I mean, when I first got my first car, nigga, and I hopped on the highway, I felt free and alive, nigga. I mean, when I first was getting some pussy and I nutted in a bit, I felt free and alive, nigga.
Wow.
That's some manly shit. That's some manly shit. And this is coming from a nigga whose father was murdered when he was 3 years old. I ain't have no fucking male ego image to look at. This is just me, nigga. This is what I grew to be. Some manly shit. I want to fucking know, Kid Cudi, what the fuck about wearing a dress made you feel free and alive? Is that, does that not sound like a nigga saying he coming out? Don't you know when niggas be coming out the closet, they be telling how they feel free and alive? That's a burden off their chest. The weight of the world was on their shoulders. They felt free and alive. Like, that's usually how that shit, that's how that shit goes. Did this nigga just admit that he was gay? Honestly. Is Kid Cudi gay? Now look, you got the story about Diddy blowing this nigga car up over Cassie. And something about that still don't clarify whether or not this nigga gay or not. Because you got stories, or you got rumors about this nigga Diddy hiring male strippers and sitting in corners beating his dick. And you got his security saying he was having sex with them strippers too. You being locked into an entanglement with P. Diddy don't clear you of no gay shit, buddy. I'm being real with you. Actually, that makes me think even more. You might be gay. And that's cool. But that needs to be explained, because you wearing dresses ain't expressing shit to us. We think you coming out as being gay. You telling us we some fools. You telling me you felt free and alive wearing a dress. Nigga, you're on stage performing and you had to adjust your fucking spaghetti straps.
Wow.
Brother. 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 Come on, my nigga. Brother. Brother. Come on, Mr. Day and Night. You tossing and turning. What the fuck? Come on, man. Come the fuck on, Mr. Cudi. Come the fuck on. But I digress. I got motherfucking grass. Moving on, man. You know what else I want to get into real fast? Since I'm lit and feeling good. You know what's making me sick, man? You know, I used to have a huge crush on Serena Williams. And I've covered this many times on this platform. I had a crush on Serena Williams so crazy that I went and got a chick in my personal life who resembles Serena Williams. I'm talking about looks and everything. And look, I know Serena Williams ain't the most, you know what I mean? But I think Serena Williams is an attractive woman. I adored the physique. I adored the athleticism. I adored everything. I adored that motherfucking ass.
Wow.
So in my personal life, I went and got me a dark-skinned chick who was built like Serena, who, you know, in the face, was, in my opinion, a beautiful woman, but I would understand if other people thought different. Her ass was fucking ginormous. I had something special with Serena Williams. I know this is sound crazy, but I held her in a different light, my nigga. I truly did. You know, a lot of niggas think like J-Lo, and now to me, it was like Serena Williams. I truly felt like Serena Williams was just different. And I gotta be honest with you, bro. I'm not racist. Maybe I am. I don't know, man. I fuck with white people. I fuck with the cool whites. But I stand on business against the racists. I'm a victim of hate crime. I'm a victim of a lot of racist shit lately. So my mind may be in a different place right now. But I fuck with the cool whites. Cool whites, they cool with me. I work with cool whites. We cool. Ain't no beef. I fuck with them. I like thick white chicks. I fuck them. It's all good. But it's something about Serena Williams having all these babies by this fucking white man that just drives me crazy.
Wow.
It makes me sick. I don't know what the fuck it is. It makes me... I just seen a video of her on TikTok. And she in bed breastfeeding, which is always a beautiful moment when I see it's done in the privacy of one's home. Like the little, like the chick, the big old titty chick that be in like the grocery stores, Chick-fil-A, the movies, that be just out in public with them big ass titties out just breastfeeding for content. I'm disgusted by that shit. I feel like that bitch should be locked up. I feel like that bitch is making that's OnlyFans content. That bitch know why she's not breastfeeding for her kid. That bitch doing that shit because she fucking selling selling the imagery of motherfuckers sucking them titties using her baby, man. That's truly how I feel about that.
Wow.
But when I see Serena Williams doing the confines of her own home, cool. You know, they pulled the camera out, which, you know, probably a bit much, but cool. Serena Williams don't even look as dark as she used to, bro. What the fuck is going on? I ain't trying to accuse nobody of bleaching, but how the fuck did Serena Williams get that motherfucker me shamed?
Wow.
She pulled a whole Charlamagne on niggas. She is getting lighter and lighter every time she have a fucking baby.
Wow.
And I get this nigga is some type of billionaire. Look, if Serena Williams, where all that motherfucking me money is chasing the bag, I wouldn't even be surprised. The same shit Janet Jackson did. Janet Jackson got Jackson money. Her own motherfucking me money at that. Fuck just being part of the Jackson estate. Janet Jackson is one of the most wealthiest motherfucking me artists ever. And she still went and fucking tricked on the motherfucking me billionaire and took that nigga money. So I ain't surprised that Serena Williams is doing the same thing. But dude, to see Serena Williams with that fucking white dude, it's fucking disgusting. I'm sorry. I ain't got nothing against interracials, you know what I'm saying, relationships. But it's just something about it, man. I already told you how I felt about the imagery of a white man fucking a black chick. It just takes me back to slavery. I'm just being real. It just takes a nigga back. Like when I do it, yo, I'm getting revenge. You know, we just doing what we was put here to do. You know what I'm saying? We just doing what we gotta do. But this the other way around. I don't know, man. It just, I feel like it's distasteful. I feel like it's motherfucking me distasteful. Like Serena was supposed to be giving babies like Idris Elba or something. She could have been weighing on me. If that wasn't cool or realistic, she could have been giving babies to Idris Elba. Didn't she date Drake? How Drake didn't get Serena pregnant? But you gonna get this fucking white dude, all these motherfucking me. That shit just don't sit well with me, man. I can take that how the fuck you want to take it. I'm coming to 2024 strong, bitch. I'm being real. I don't give a fuck. Uncensored. I ain't adding shit. That shit, she don't even look the same no more, bro. How was she getting light skinned by having babies? How is that happening? Nah, man. Nah. Serena, I'm highly disappointed in you, man. You supposed to get that pussy up. Nigga, you gave all that ass to a straight, you know what? Moving the fuck on, man. Moving the fuck on, man. More real talk, man. Moving the fuck on, man. Hey, I want to get into this Savannah James shit that's going on, man. Yeah, this nigga LeBron is living like a king on and off the fucking court, B. Have y'all seen the compilation, the little conspiracy theory that's going around, a little video about Savannah James never taking pictures with any male fans, only taking pictures with female fans?
Wow.
I got to be honest with you, bro. I've seen the video, and it just made me appreciate Savannah James that much more. Look, man, we got to be real with this shit, man. Ladies, look, I'm going to let y'all in on a little bit of secret. That's really not even a secret. If you pay attention, the answers are pretty much right there. As men, there's two types of women we look at. There's the women we look at for a fun time. You know what I'm saying? She may be some good sex. She may be a cool chick. You know what I'm saying? We may smoke a little weed with her. You know, so we may chill with her. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Chill and do shit like that. But there will never be taken serious. And then you have the woman on the other hand, who we hold on a higher pedestal. Look, there's been women I come into, you know, contact with that out the gates, I just put them on a higher pedestal. There's something about them that just makes me respect them a tad bit more. It's just, I don't know what it is. There's something that I seen that shows me she holds herself to a certain standard. You know what I mean? There's something she said. There's something that we're, there's something about our vibe that makes me think that, A, I could possibly see myself with her. I see a future with her. If she ended up getting pregnant down the line, I wouldn't be that mad. I have categories of women that's in that, you know, that hole in that category. The other category of women is just, okay, she's a good time. She's a good girl. She's cool. You know what I'm saying? We may fuck around, we may kick it, but I'll never see myself being with her because there's things I know about this woman that I really don't like. And women, if you pay attention, you can clearly identify which category you fall in for, man. The answers are pretty much always there. If a nigga that you've been fucking on and off for years now ain't never even hinted at taking you serious, ain't never even hinted at taking you out, ain't never hinted at doing anything, you know what I'm saying, on a public level, public display of affection for you, yeah, shorty, you just the chick that's just fun for the night. He know he can come through and smack that ass whenever he can. If you the chick that know he's putting multiple displays of affection out there for you, even if y'all not together, he's showing you what it truly was, how he truly felt about you, then yeah, shorty, like, yeah, he really fuck with you. Only thing that's really probably stopping him from being with you is, hey, shit, he's still out here getting it up in the gym, dropping 50 on niggas. But that's truly how it is. It's only two categories of women that men identify them as. It ain't that month. It ain't multiple. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't all concise theory, no. It's either he look at you as a woman he can take serious, or he look at you as a nice piece of ass. It's just as simple as that. But when you see a woman like Savannah James, you have to hold her to the highest regard, the highest standard, because I don't know if it's because of Aisha Curry just made me not truly think that women appreciate when they got actual good man. Because we all know the wild shit Aisha Curry was doing, going on TV shows, acting like she finna pass up because she's seeing nigga pectorals. You know what I'm saying? All the wild shit she was saying, acting like she wanted to get likes and love and affection on social media from random niggas and all that bullshit. When your man is a motherfucking me all-time great basketball player, one of the faces of the NBA, a billionaire. What the fuck you worried about the niggas that work at the Dollar General and the Dollar Tree and Domino pizza delivery niggas? What the fuck you worried about them niggas for when your man is he got his own signature shoe, bitch? What the fuck?
Wow.
Niggas ain't like Under Armour, but damn, if a nigga got something on, I'd be like, oh, this nigga just love Curry. That nigga got a lifetime deal with a whole shoe company. You worried about what a nigga that work at a monthly call center thing? Bitches, you stupid? But when you see a woman like Savannah James and you see a man like LeBron James, you see two black people come together and be unionized like that and have a family, a beautiful black family, and you don't hear of no scandals. Look, we don't know what the fuck goes on in them houses. That nigga lived in L.A. and Miami, and that nigga brought Hollywood to Cleveland. That's LeBron motherfucking B. James. I tell y'all time and time again, that nigga had Rihanna flying around the goddamn country, going to games, fucking fangirling out over this nigga. We ain't never hear about LeBron fucking Rihanna, fam. Do you know how wild? Till this day, I think that's the wildest shit, that we never got confirmation if he ever fucked with Rihanna. Because we know how the game go. Nigga, that's LeBron and that's Rihanna. She was doing the most, tagging that nigga on pictures where she got this nigga name fucking written in like fucking some type of edible shit on her stomach. Like, come on, my nigga. Come on. And you never heard anything about the union. You never heard any scandals. You never hear anything. You never hear about Savannah James not being a loyal wife to LeBron James, not being a family mom, not taking care of the family and all that shit like that. You see how much he praises her. When you see her out, it's never on some wild horse, like, you know. Anytime you see Savannah James, you see her being a very respectable woman. She knows who the fuck she is. She knows her husband is the greatest of all time. So she walks like she knows where she stands in the hierarchy of this motherfucking celebrity shit. She's the wife of the greatest basketball player of all time. One of the most prominent black men in the last fucking 100 years, my nigga.
Wow.
And to see her not take pictures, that you can't find content of her with other men, fam, that's remarkable. Like, a lot of niggas would probably be, you know what I'm saying, in the moment, trying to take a picture with Savannah James, and she played him. A lot of niggas in the moment would probably be like, damn, what the fuck, bitch? Like, what, damn? I can't get a pic. But when you sit back from afar and you see that, my nigga, that's how you respect. That's paying respect to your fucking husband. A man that who we all know can do, who can get any bitch in the world. That's LeBron fucking James, nigga. Let's just keep it a bean. LeBron could do what the fuck. Like, nigga, if LeBron wanted some shit, LeBron could have it, my nigga. And to know that man never did this, that, and the third, that nigga, he never even publicly humiliated you. He publicly cherishes you. He publicly holds you high up on a pedestal. Him doing that guy, every nigga that in the world that's his fan doing the same thing to you, holding you up on a goddamn pedestal. To know that man has never publicly humiliated you. Like, so we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. He been with Shorty since high school. I ain't no telling what the fuck actually really happened. But the simple fact that it ain't never got out, the simple fact that that the imagery of you is just angelic, the simple fact that she's paying respect and paying it back, paying that shit forward by never taking a picture with even a fucking male fan, that says a lot, fam. When you got bitches out here still twerking on niggas in the clubs, when you got Cardi B, she get mad at my for me Offset for a day. She in the club getting recorded telling some fuck her baby dad.
Wow.
Bitch, that's your husband. What did you tell that? That's your husband. That's the nigga that's been nutting you for the last 6 years. What are you talking about? That's the nigga you got multiple kids with. So you don't see Savannah James getting on fucking social media yelling and bitching and complaining about bullshit. About shit we have no business. No, we should not know that Offset feeling himself because he had an album coming out. That's like Savannah James saying, getting on fucking Instagram talking about LeBron feeling himself ever since he passed Kareem.
Wow.
Bitch ass nigga, ever since that in-season tournament championship, you been acting like a real bitch ass nigga.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's like Savannah James doing that shit. You would never see it. You in the fucking club telling some fuck your baby dad. Bitch, you look stupid. Bitch, you look retarded. You look just as stupid as you fucking sounded on Instagram all them years ago before you really got popped. Cracking them fucking jokes and doing them skits. You sound just as stupid as you did fucking then. You gotta respect Savannah James, man. That nigga Brown is living like a fucking king on and off the court, man. That's what that shit is all about, man. Motherfuckers talk all that true love, real love shit. You looking at it right there, man. Like I said, we don't know what's going on behind them closed doors. But what it's about when you marry somebody, you unionize with somebody, man, it's about making sure their image is always being held in the best light. All that embarrassing your significant other, trying to get your get back, and you know what I'm saying, publicly shaming. Come on, man. Any motherfucker that do that to somebody they lay up with every night, they claim they love, you don't really love them. You in this shit for what you can get out this shit. You so worried about what other people think about you that you will fucking publicly embarrass and shame your significant other. That shit goes both ways. It ain't just about what a woman will do, it's about what a man will do as well. You gotta love Savannah James, man. Every nigga wants him with Savannah James. I know good and goddamn well I do. That's respect, my nigga. Fuck coming home to a fucking cooked meal every night. That's what niggas want. Let motherfuckers know that, nah, I ain't none of that shit going down. Oh, I fuck with you. Oh, thank you. Much love. Get home safe and keep that shit pushing. Ain't no stopping, posing. A nigga wrapping his arm around. Ain't none of that shit going on, nigga. I'm Savannah fucking James. My husband is LeBron Ramon James. I am the mother of Bronny fucking James. You know why that shit should be so appreciated? Because you know who wouldn't do that shit? You know who will stop, fuck around, bend over and pop that ass on a nigga. You know who will fuck around and do that? Larsa Pippen.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
And think, am I lying? And you think if you seen Larsa Pippen out right now at a motherfucking meet, at a mall somewhere, you think you couldn't stop her and get a picture? Why not? She fucking, boy. She throwing that pussy. She ain't got no problem embarrassing her kids. She ain't never had no problem embarrassing her husband. She thinks she the star. She thinks she the motherfucking star. So, I just think shit like that, man. I think we really gotta commend to a motherfucker like Savannah James. We all want a motherfucking Savannah in our life. Real motherfucking me talk. Real shit. But moving on, man. You know, I want to dive into music a little bit. Can I do that? You know, a few years ago, I used to come on this podcast and talk about the fall off of DaBaby. And talk about how that shit should be studied. Recently, everybody's been talking and having a conversation on social media about the fall off of Lil Baby. And I'm kind of conflicted, man, because I never was a huge Lil Baby fan. When I first heard Lil Baby, I never thought Lil Baby was really that good. And I understood that he was a well-liked artist. He was being pushed. Nigga, I had people in my family, not even like younger people in my family. My uncles, nigga, my mamas, my aunties, they all liked Lil Baby.
Wow.
Like, these people was in their fucking late 30s and 40s. They were saying Lil Baby hard. They like really fucked with Lil Baby. That drip too hard shit was they shit. And I used to just sit back like, yo, this shit is not hard to me. I literally thought Lil Baby was YF and Lucci. I truly thought that. No bullshit. When I first heard Drip Too Hard, I thought that song was YF and Lucci featuring Young Thug. And it's wild because fast forward in time, their beef was truly exposed, not both them niggas sitting in jail. But I truly thought that's who that song was. I didn't know that that was a Lil Baby and Gunna. And for a long time, I couldn't tell the difference between Lil Baby and Gunna. But at a certain point in time, you started to see Lil Baby starting to get pushed as this artist of the next generation. He was going to be the guy to replace Drake. I was hearing wild shit of niggas comparing Lil Baby to Lil Wayne, my nigga.
Wow.
I never understood it. The only time I sat back and I gave Lil Baby props and I said, okay, maybe this nigga do got the talent, you know what I'm saying, to motherfucking me be the artist of the next generation. When he came out with that song, was the bigger plan or some shit? It's bigger than Black and White. That little, you know what I'm saying? That Injustice song. I fucked with it because it was the first song I heard by one of these new generation rappers that actually had some type of content. And I'm not one of them niggas who always got to be on some Kendrick Lamar vibe. Nah, but nigga, show me range. If you're going to be a nigga that can make a song about getting fucked up in the club, party, 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 let me see you make a song about, you know what I'm saying, fucking with a chick. Let me see you make a song about hustling. Let me see you make a song about, you know what I'm saying, injustice. Let me see you show ranges of content. It can't always be about motherfucking sliding on ops and popping perks. It can't always be about that. Especially when you're talking to a nigga who don't do that shit. But Lil Baby had reached a height that at a certain point in time, I couldn't deny it. The same thing with 21 Savage. I can't deny that 21 Savage just had a hell of a career so far. No matter if I think the nigga actually can rap or not, he's carved a way out in this hip-hop space to be very motherfucking successful and be on projects that will stand the test of motherfucking me time because of the person that he tied himself to. Let's just keep it a buck. He's going to make money off projects for the rest of his motherfucking life because they're featuring Drake. He's set for life, my nigga. So you have to tip your hat to a nigga like 21 Savage. But when you see a nigga like Lil Baby, you see Lil Baby putting out songs and features and snippets and ain't none of that shit connecting. Everybody's saying the shit sound the same. Everybody's saying what I was saying when I first heard the nigga. And I kind of think it's unfair to Lil Baby. Look, man, we got to be honest about the rap game. The rap game is damn near like the NBA. Everybody don't have a long-lasting career, my nigga. My second favorite player of all time is Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert Arenas' actual prime was like 3 years. No, it was like, wow. It was like four. You got to think he got hurt. You know what I'm saying? He had the suspension. Gilbert Arenas' actual prime was like 3 to 4 years. And getting that 3 to 4 years is how Gilbert Arenas is the highest regard. You know, like the one of the you know a championship that motherfuckers talk about the most in NBA history? Well, within the last like 20 years to be exact. That 2008 Boston Celtics championship. They talk about that team like that team was a straight dynasty, my nigga. They talk about that team like that team was just running the league type shit. My nigga, they won one ring. And don't nobody really talk about it. They won the ring because they was the only team with an actual big three. Everybody had one, probably two. Probably two. But they talk about that Boston Celtics team. Like, that team was just one of the greatest fucking teams of all time. They was a dynasty. They literally talk about that team more than they talk about the Miami Heat. The Miami Heatles with Chris Bosh, D-Wade, LeBron. They talk about that 2008 Boston team more than they talk about the dynasty run the Lakers went on when they went to the finals in 08 and lost, went to the finals in 2009 and won, went to the finals in 2010 and won. They went to three straight finals and won, two of them bitches. And you hear about that 2008 Boston Celtics team way more than you hear about that. Keep that shit a bean, my nigga. Keep that shit a bean. So, we have to understand that it ain't always about the longevity. Sometimes it's about the impact. Sometimes it's about what you did when you had the light shined on you. We can't act like everybody's supposed to be a Drake. Everybody's supposed to be a Kendrick Lamar. Everybody's supposed to be a J. Cole. Some fucking Giants. Everybody in the NBA can't be LeBron. Can't be Steph. Can't be Kevin Durant. We have to sit back and marvel at these niggas for being able to showcase this talent for such a long period of time. We can't expect every nigga that come in here have a hot moment to fucking last for 5 to 7 years of hip-hop. Hip-hop is a young man's game. The NBA is a young man's game. Yes, nigga, LeBron, what he doing is marvelous. Steph is marvelous. KD is marvelous. But look at a nigga like Anthony Davis. You think he gonna play 20-something years at a high level? Look at other niggas in the league whose bodies is breaking down. The same way in hip-hop. Look at other niggas in hip-hop who just ain't got it no more. Who can't make a hit. Who ain't been able to develop another motherfucking skill set. Who can't go in depth in other songs and other areas and bring out their other motherfucking me talent. It's the same shit. It's the same shit, my nigga. We can't expect a nigga like Lil Baby to fucking be able to last 10, 15 years and be the face of hip-hop. Are you serious? I honestly think it's fair to ask this question. Is Lil Baby the Fetty Wap of the South?
Wow.
Keep it a bean, brother. Look, man, when Lil Baby came out, couldn't no nigga from Atlanta come out and not pop. Every nigga from Atlanta that had came out during that time, pop, my nigga. It didn't. Atlanta was running hip-hop. Atlanta was running hip-hop. Niggas gotta remember when Fetty Wap came out, I didn't think Fetty Wap was a lyrical-ass nigga, but Fetty Wap had a run with his talent. Well, not his talent, but his sound was oversaturated.
Wow.
In a short period of time. Niggas, or you can look at it on the other side and say niggas maximize their opportunity. And I truly think that's the same thing that happened with Lil Baby. I never looked at Lil Baby and thought Lil Baby was some lyrical miracle ass nigga. I thought Lil Baby came in at the right time where that sound was acceptable. That mush mouth ass voice, that shit ain't gonna slide up for years to come, nigga. That shit ain't gonna slide for years to come. He came out, he had his sound, he oversaturated that shit in 3 years. Hey, nigga, it's time, it's on to the next. It's on to the motherfucking me next. Nigga, at least you was able to capitalize on that shit and go on motherfucking me tours and headline tours and get you some songs with Drake and shit like that. But you may not have to resort to what Fetty Wap had to do. But, nigga, you had a sound that was good for a certain period of time. Some would say you oversaturate your sound. A nigga like me would say, nigga, you maximize your opportunity. You did what you were supposed to do. Nigga, you got in the game, you hit a lick, and you kept that shit going for as long as you could. Now it's up to you see if you can do it again. If you can't, you can't. But, nigga, I'm not going to be one of niggas that sit here and say Lil Baby fell off like that. The whole Da Baby shit, that shit was a lot of shits and giggles, but that's all kind of the same as well. Like all kind of the same as motherfucking. But the crazy thing about Da Baby is I done heard Da Baby put out some nice-ass content. And niggas just seem to not like Da Baby. That's the difference between Da Baby and Lil Baby. It felt like niggas just didn't like Da Baby no more. He fucked up his stuff doing that whole shit, his concerts and shit, and saying the wrong things. Lil Baby shit just based off just straight talent, based off the sound of his music. So I don't think it's fair to sit here and say Lil Baby fell off like this. And I don't know, man. I think Lil Baby was overhyped from the get-go. I think niggas fell into the motherfucking me wave. You know what I'm saying? He was dripping too hard and you niggas really was drawing off that motherfucking me wave, man. And also when you tie that to the whole beef with Gunna had a nice 2023. Gunna got his name back. Gunna was by far one of the biggest artists of 2023. He had something to talk about. He had a story to tell. And motherfuckers is looking at Lil Baby like, nigga, okay, nigga, what you got to talk about? Is you even finna, if you ain't got shit to talk about, you need to be dissing this nigga hard as a motherfucker. Because besides that, niggas is tired of hearing the same mumble, mushmouth bullshit from Lil Baby. That's truly where motherfuckers is at right now. The proof is in the goddamn pudding. Real talk, the proof is in the goddamn pudding. Real motherfucking me talk, man. But to be honest with you, man, I'm going to wrap it up right there, man. Episode's a little bit shorter than I anticipated it being. I got a few more things on the docket that I want to discuss. But I am having some technical difficulties on my end. The audio is a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Audio files are having a little hard time uploading and things of that nature. So I'm getting a little bit nervous, you know what I'm saying, with the uploads and stuff like that, man. I think the system's actually crashing on me. So we can wrap the episode up right there, man. Episode 196, man. Thin line between genius and insanity. I got a few little more things left on the docket. If I'm still fucking with that in a few days, I'm going to record, you know what I'm saying, on Saturday. So if I still fuck with those topics, man, I'll just add to the docket for next episode, episode 190, motherfucking me seven, man. But as always, man, I appreciate everybody tapped in, joined the conversation, man, all around the goddamn world, man. Tell a friend. Your boy OG has got a goddamn me show, man. But with that being said, DJ, drop that fire ass beat, my boy.
Damn.
Episode 196, man. Thin line between genius and insanity. Man, I had a hell of a time to record this episode, bro. High as a motherfucker in this motherfucker. It felt good, man. Felt like the good old days. Felt like the good old days. Once again, shout out to everybody once again that's tapped in, man. I'm happy tapping on all DSPs, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc., etc. You're watching the OG Hash TV on YouTube and subscribe to the channel, man. All the good shit that YouTube is safe. With that said, man, we already know how to get up on this side, man. So all love these ways. Never let them side trick you with the bullshit. Always keep the main thing. Stay safe, stay sharp, stay sane. And how's this episode, man? We out this motherfucker. Peace. Great episode, man. Episode 196, man. We on the grind 200. This shit don't stop for a motherfucking me soul, man. This shit won't stop, man. We ending this motherfucking, we grinding 200 off the right way, man. We end this shit with nothing but bangers, man. I'm happy as hell to be approaching this milestone. I truly never would have thought thought I really would have stuck with this shit 200 episodes in, man. So to be at episode 196, man, I truly want to say thank you from all my day one friends of the show. We've been tapped in from day one. Round of applause for you, man. Real talk. Man. This shit. This shit is so humbling, man. And it's a lot of motherfuckers who really been tapped in since day one, man, who really believed in your boy from the get-go. I remember when I was just telling motherfuckers about this shit just in casual conversation. It was an idea. It was a plan. It was a thought process. A lot of niggas know behind the scenes of what all it took for me to get to the point of even recording. And to know it, I stuck through this shit for 196 episodes so far, man. I really just want to pat myself on the back, man. The only other thing in my life I've been this committed to, you know what I'm saying, was getting my degree. And even with that, there was times where I had to take a year off or take time off because I had financial aid situations. So even with that situation, there was times I had to take off and get things right. To know that I've stuck through this shit for 3 years straight now and don't see an end in sight. It's truly a humbling and beautiful feeling I have, man. It truly motherfucking me is, bro. But with that being said, your boy OG had to sign the fuck off, man. I truly fuck with everybody. I tapped in to join the conversation. I'll holler at y'all next time, man. You already know the fuck I give it up, man. Peace.
Welcome to Raw is OG.
Hatch, man, you know the fuck that nigga playing on me, man.
You dig? God.